That is an interesting thought, and I think if Elonu continues doing what he's doing in the second half, then we are in it for a fantastic game. But FAP should not give up just yet. Haruna, this is the time that, you know, separates the horses from the mules. This is the time that you distinguish yourself from the rest of the team. You know, the NBA is actually watching, so he should prove himself.
I feel like with Haruna coming out scorching hot in the first quarter, he was drawing a lot of fouls. He was getting to the free throw line. But the problem with that type of play, especially when you're just one person, we even seen it with the AS Alley team with Rashad James going for 17 in the first quarter. It's a very exhausting style of play, right, whereby you are the workhorse, in a sense, of the team, and the rest of the team is not getting involved in scoring anything. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Haruna is the only one in double digits on his team by a long shot. The closest players to him are Marcus Wally Thomas and Matthew Ransom, that both have 4 points each. And that's, to me, it's like you really have to get everybody else involved. But the only thing that I feel like has been on FAP side is, even though the second unit kind of, I wouldn't say crumbled the zone, but has found ways to get around the zone, Zamalek's really not knocking shots down. So the zone is still effective when they try to shoot and they aren't making those shots. But FAP has been very inefficient. And even their shot selection sometimes is very interesting. I remember in the first quarter, they had 24 seconds left in the game, maybe 25. Haruna takes a shot with, like, within 3 or 4 seconds. You should have held off for the last possession, you know? So certain things like that, I feel like, might be the downfall of this FAP team. But for what they lack in those things, they're making up for it in intensity on the defensive end.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're taking advantage of every bad play from the Zamalek team, and they're playing a solid defense so far. Like, you can see by the score, you know what I mean? this is a very defensive team. Like, players really having put their hands to chop in defense right now, as we see. And we see that Cedric, the point guard from Force Armée, the police basketball from Cameroon, and he haven't been on his attack mode. Like, you know, he's missed a couple shots. Right now, he's 1-for-4 in field goal. And he missed 5 shots. He only got 3 points. And he's a strike, make play in the game, you know. But at this point, he needs to start making more play. And 1 point, I see that when they have 6 minutes to go in the half, and they was on a bonus. They didn't take advantage of it, because right, when you're on a bonus, you don't shoot three.
Yeah.
You just penetrate every time. And we haven't seen that player took advantage of that on the Cameroon side, because the other team had four foul, and they was on a bonus on 6 minutes to go. And they should really abuse that by being aggressive going to the rim. Mm-hmm. Cedric Tsangay-Kemfa could be very good with that, but he was really taking shots at the time when they had that chance to go to the bucket and by driving. Overall, the team from Cameroon Force Army is a very, very the best team so far from what I'm seeing defensively. And the other team just beating them with experience and the game changer. But physicality and the determination on the court, and they have it. And they really have it.
I totally agree. And, you know, if I was the Cameroonian coach, FAP coach, what I would do, I would tell, you know, my defenders, the guards especially, not to let Walter Hodge, you know, come back into this game. Because we saw what happened is that they're actually leading because Walter Hodge came back hot from the bench. And so we would hope to maintain him the way, you know, the FAP team actually maintained him during the first quarter. They really played well, and, you know, he couldn't score easily, but they let him score easily towards the end. But anyway, in the second half, I'm expecting some combinations of volleyball and karate, especially on the defensive end. My goodness.
Man, my one takeaway would be, I mean, FAP has really done what they could. You know, this is not a bad turnout in the first half against a team that is undefeated in the group stages, who has been dominating, really, their group, right? But both teams are shooting extremely poor from three. Zamalek is 2-for-15. and AFP is 1-for-9. So it's not even so much that Zamalek isn't necessarily getting the right looks, because the zone allows for you to get 3-point opportunities. It's just that they're not knocking anything down. If they made a couple of those threes, this game would be, you know, double digit lead by now. So coming out in the third quarter, if I'm Coach Julby for Zamalek, I'm telling my guys, if you continually swing the ball and get the ball in the right open spots, keep taking your shots. Shooters are going to shoot. So if they get the right looking shots and they start knocking a few threes down, FAP side might have to think about reconsidering the zone defense if they start knocking those shots down.
It's easier said, Mukbil, until you get in there and you see four rings, you don't know which one to shoot to.
No, I understand. No, I know FAP's defense is fiery. They got long guards. But what I'm saying is, coming out, you know, in the third quarter is key, especially the first couple of minutes. Haruna is going to be, you know, he's going to be rested up, you know, coming out of half. So look to him to attack. I think, for me personally, what I've been seeing with Marcus Wiley Thomas Jr. is some kind of like his playing style. At times, he takes a lot of shots. His shot selection is very, I don't know, it's erratic. Like, he needs to, you know, bring the ball up. If he drives, he needs to dish, but he's forcing a lot of shots, and that all could be, you know, due to inexperience in this type of caliber league. So we'll see what FAP is able to do. Zamalek's just gonna come back, and they're feeling a lot more comfortable knowing that they came back from I think FAP's lead at one point was 9 points. They're gonna come back comfortable and look for them to keep the big men in the post and really shake it up as well in the post.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, check just a quick one. If you were the Zamalek coach and you're going into this one, you're leading, what would you be telling your team to maintain the lead?
I think if I'm on the Zamalek team, I will keep continuing with the post player by using the post. And it's a game of post. So we see the above team that American post we would like to see on the post. Or we see the number 22, Matu Ramson, is American players that play for the top team, and also the other big man, Elonu, they can be on the post. So that's a very good way to really play against zone on the post, what the coach figured out in the first half. I think if they continue with that, the post will dominate this game. The point guard can take care of themselves.
Interesting. All right. So remember, right now you're actually listening to Special VOA coverage of the Basketball African League in Rwanda. VOA is a radio broadcast partner of the 12-team league, a partnership with the NBA and FIBA. And, of course, you can also track the BAL tournament in Bambara, French, Kenya, Rwanda, Portuguese, and Wolof on VOA Africa, VOAnews.com, and VOA Twitter and Facebook accounts. Zamalek, right now, you're getting into the second half. They are leading 30, while FAP from Cameroon has 28.
Yes, that is... It is 32-28. Zamalek just scored. Let's get back to the game, and we will be back post-game with myself, Mukbil Yabaro, Prince Nesta, and Sheck Tiero.
So, and look how much time he spent on the court, and that's the ridiculous thing. He's an A game player, isn't he? But I'm afraid that, you know, you can't afford to give away three fouls so early on in the second half.
Well, Coach Julby has to make a decision on whether to leave him on the floor or not. If I'm coach, I'll leave him on the floor, because at this point, it's win or go home. You only got two quarters that you're going to need him, and he just has to be careful. Now, on the other hand, if I'm FAP, I try to go at him and force
exactly.
him to create or commit another
foul. Now
problem.
You're talking, Lance Blanks. Now you're talking. Get into the nitty-gritty. Get underneath his skin. That's if you're not supporting Zamalek. Turnover, wild pass. Yeah, there's... There's a few concerning elements that are seeping into Zamalek's game at the moment, and they need to try and hit back. They've had time with their coach, of course, in the locker room. Now they've got to turn that around and turn that positive chit-chat into something that's going to happen on court. At the moment, it's not happening, and they need to work things out as Haruna takes the ball just on the edge of the perimeter, goes for a little wonder. That's a wonderful pass, and how about that for a score? Sensational stuff for Nkini.
Well, how about the feel of knowing he was in a late clock situation? Nkini, you can't get a better shot than that. Great pass and a finish. You talked about issues for Zamalek. One of them is turnovers. As they get a clean look at a three and a miss from Eslam Salem from long distance, and FAP with an opportunity now to start extending their lead, or I'm sorry, to get a lead over Zamalek as they trail by 1 point.
Yeah, it's nothing, is it? 1 point at the end of the day at this at the end of the game, it's a little bit different. There's a chance for a three-pointer coming in from Haruna. Just a rebound taken there by Olonu Jr. Quickly goes up to Mahmoud, tries to keep the ball in play. Does extremely well, gets the ball back out to Hussein. Hodges, and then over on the right-hand side for three. Rattles the ring, comes back out. The attempt, not good from Eslam, picked up here once again by Haruna, out to Thomas Jr.
Well, it's turning into a game of chance, allowing Muhammad to shoot those three balls with nothing in his face. Speaking of which, FAP misses one, Cedric careens one off the backboard.
Oh, that was flipped away and goes out of bounds, so it's just going to be a possession here for FAP, of course, as we got a...
And that's where FAP has excelled. They haven't given up a whole lot at the basket. There's that great pass that you were talking about. Kenne, right around the rim, he finishes.
Now, we're going to see what's happening because we do have a change here. There's a player down, and he's not looking too good. It's Omar Hussein, and he's going taken off. He was just went down on the ground for a moment. He seems to be okay, but maybe a little dizzy spell. Holding his right hand.
Maybe on the swipe down. I don't want to speculate, but yeah, that hand doesn't look good over there.
No, I think he'll be okay, to be honest with you. As strong as an ox, of course. Here we are with the ball getting into the hands of this man here, Ilonu Jr. Walter Hodge going through, and just an off pivot. Look at that for a score. That's a difficult shot to nail, isn't it?
Yeah, he's going right. He's a lefty, but what made it difficult is he had a little push from Thomas Jr., and he was able to sail through the air and finish from about 15 feet.
As the ball just being passed out is Hezekiah, and a drive going right through by Haruna. Oh, Mahmoud coming to the fore and showing us those octopus-like hands, and Hodge at the other end, and there's your two. That's two straight scores for Hodge, and that will boost their confidence in a very big way because they've got a five-point lead now.
It'll boost their lead. Also, two similar plays in terms of activity at the rim. If you're a guard, you've got to play through the contact. Hodge doing it as well as anyone as he throws ahead to the young fella who finishes at the rim and finishes through the contact, as we just talked about, Robbie. The young fella, Mohab Yasir, one of the BALs in the Basketball Academy's finest. That was a textbook finish, and it was textbook, Robbie, not only because of the and one, because the ball didn't touch the floor. It was bang, bang, pass, pass, catch. Finishes, which is what you want to have in those kind of situations.
Lance, you're a bit of a Marvel comic hero yourself, but look at that. It was absolutely sensational. We saw the replay there, but what he did was just like dance. He was skipping in the air across the clouds, and then there's your points in the bag, gains the extra one. It's a 39-31 scoreline. All of a sudden, Hodge and co do the damage, and FAP are suffering as Mahmoud doesn't even bat an eyelid, snapping that ball away from the hands of and the clutches of FAP, and here they go again. And this is a brilliant little spell. Look at Hodge and Mahmoud flying up in the air and doing a little bit of a, you know, high five with their bodies. This is very positive for Zamalek, and all of a sudden they just turn it on.
Yeah, you mentioned Marvel people. My guy is Silver Surfer. That's exactly what he looks like he's doing, Hodge. He's surfing and finding people like Muhammad at the rim. What has changed? You talk about chess matches, Robbie. They're not having to live beyond the arc.
and eat because they wouldn't eat a whole lot of food. And I know you're not a guy who eats a lot, but Zemelec would starve to death tonight if they had to eat from beyond the arc. So they've turned it into an up and down game, and they're getting easy looks at the rim.
You're a Silver Surfer, man. I'm a Green Hornet. Let's catch up with Usher and get her thoughts on that incredible few minutes of Zamalek and how they've turned things around. Usher, could you give us your thoughts on how they've managed to push forward and hit top gear?
Well, at halftime, the coach Bosch, he told his players to get into this one and fight for their lives, because this is a final for them. They have to win this game if they are to make it to the final four. And I have a quick update about Omar Hisham. You see that injury he got on his finger. It's a dislocation, but I've talked to the team doctor and he says he'll be back into this game.
How did you manage to do that all in the space of 2 minutes, Usher? You are just a marvel of modern day science. I'm so impressed, Usher. Thanks very much for your update there and the information, the insight. We love it, and we'll pick your brains a little bit later on. Here they are trying to get themselves back into the game. It's an inside two attempt coming in from that man. And Kenny comes to nothing, but rebound. 2 points. They'll take that, and that'll move them to, what, 8 points?
Yeah, the MVP of that possession was Comey. Didn't give up on the ball as it flew out of bounds. He did as well, saved it, which created the easy opportunity at the rim for FAP.
Working the perimeter, Hodge gets the ball back. Mahmoud, of course, with the doesn't even need to get the screen, tries to get the ball over. He goes for a shot rather than dropping it into that little pocket of space there for Mahmoud, and you can see that they're coming up quickly, and Haruna goes for the three. That is the way to do it, and I'll say it every time, three trees will be planted because of that.
Yeah, three trees will be, and 3 points will be planted on the board, which will bring them within five FAP. With Haruna, you've got to pick him up as soon as he gets across the midcourt line, and you got to stay with him. Speaking of stay with him, put the big fella on the spin cycle of the washing machine and finish right over the top, showing the little twinkle toes, nimble ability that he has. You're laughing, but
I'm
somebody is
it.
Dizzy on the defensive end of the floor.
Big time. How do you defend that? I mean, remarkable stuff there from Mahmoud, and of course, we got a think they're going to get the ball back, aren't they, over on this right-hand side. Hodge will have it. 43-36, small break. We'll be back. But look at that. They've managed to move seven ahead. Zamalek in the lead. Well, the numbers are coming up on the screens, as you can see, 43-36. All I can say is rock on. Zamalek leading by seven, of course, and 4:29 until the end of the third quarter. Zamalek, they're a team that have so much experience, they just know how to turn it on as the ball comes to Mahmoud, who tries to just drop it in, of course, with those very long arms of his, with the FAP taking the ball forward. Haruna gets the ball out. There's an attempt for three. Just comes off the metal there, and it is that player once again, Mark. Marcus Thomas Jr. missing the target.
Yeah, Marcus Thomas Jr., he just hasn't been close today. But I really want to talk about the difference in the halves. This second half, really what it comes down to, Robbie, they were 2 for 15, Zamalek, coming out of half. They only shot 2 long balls. That's been the entire difference in the game. Here's the third one. They have to go back living with those. It doesn't look like it's going to be a great day for Zamalek. They've done a good job of being disciplined and not falling into shooting 3 balls as Kome comes off the screen and surveys the land on the perimeter.
Thomas Jr. in possession. Shot clock down to 7. Back out to the big man on the edge of the perimeter. A little drive through. There's time that's running out. That's an attempt at 2. The ball comes back out. Aruna will get it if it goes. He doesn't sink it. Shot clock back up, of course, and now they've got another bites at the apple, and they can just hold it for a second, be patient, but not that patient. The attempt to try and get the shot in, that will be 3, but it's just too, it's not good enough. It's just not good enough, and I think that we've seen that it's been a very poor showing in the 3-point shooting range.
Yeah, for both teams, I thought they were a little too passive on the offensive rebound. It's always great to stay aggressive, and one of the easiest times to get a basket is right after an offensive rebound.
Mahmoud coming, using that man, Yasser. That's a wonderful layup. That is sensational stuff. That's how to do it. Eslam, the point guard, doing a really sensational job of just scything that defense into 2.
Well, that's just too easy. Look at that. I mean, we talked about it a few games ago, Red Sea action and how it divides, but they're divided too much, and that ended up not only with a basket but also looked like a technical foul. Robbie, I didn't see exactly where that came from, potentially the bench, but nevertheless, every possession and basket matters in this game, because you go home if you don't get this victory. It's not like there is a tomorrow after an L tonight.
You're in the last chance saloon, Lance, and that's the way it is, and that's why you've really got to pour absolutely everything into it, but you've also got to be disciplined. And if you're not disciplined, then, you know, you lose your key players, then afterwards it's, you know, the story tells itself. They've got to be careful, and they've got to make sure that those passes are good. That's poor coming from Thomas Jr. Maybe they're starting to feel the pressure, and it will just feed this Zamalek team, who just know how to deal on the, how to play big games on the big stage.
Yeah, if I'm in the Last Chance Saloon, I don't start drinking and get dizzy. I stay focused, because I know I've got to get stops if I'm FAP, and I've got to force Zamalek to play out of their comfort zone, which isn't easy with all of the maturity they have as they recalibrate the lineup and get a new one on the floor.
Toko replacing Thomas Jr. So Thomas Jr. just having a poor showing for the last couple of minutes. Replaced there by Toko. Here is Haruna. Well, tell it like it is. That's the way to hit back, isn't it? There's your 3 points, and they come at a very important time.
Yeah, he went to a place you need to go when you need buckets, and that is to a plant where you can manufacture points, and that's what he did off the dribble. And
look at that coming in from Mohab Yasser, the teenager, doing a sterling job from down the left flank, dropping in those 3. Bonjour, hello.
Anyone born after 2000 shouldn't have that kind of poise in this game, but it shows how Coach Juby trusts the young fella, NBA Academy young fella, Mahab Yasser.
Well, the attempt at the 2 there, just to drop in, comes to nothing, foul committed. And of course, you can see that they'll get a chance to hit 2. They'll want to get themselves up to at least 10 points going into the final quarter, of course. And Haruna is probably the man who's going to take them in there. No, just looking at the number of points that he's actually racked up. Fantastic player, of course. He's on. He'll be on 10 points now, I think, if he nails this second free throw shot.
Well, if anything that happens to them positive offensively, he's going to be involved. They need another guy, though, to come with him, Robbie. He can't do it alone. The other thing they need is his zone to step up. There have been holes in it all second half long.
There's Hodge getting the ball out wide. There's the attempt at 3. Just rattles the ring, comes back out. And you can see that FAP pushing forward. They're going to fight till the bitter end. They know that, you know, this is now or never for them. Haruna goes up once again. He is sensational. What a brilliant player he is. He can do everything.
Yeah, what poise he has. And he has such an innate knack for drawing fouls, which is why you can't crowd him on the perimeter. You just got to hope and pray sometimes with him. He's so poised. But if I'm FAP, I force three balls. Make him make a shot. Here's one from Hodge.
Oh.
And shut up, Mr. Blanks. What do you know? I'm a champion. I went to Florida and won titles. But guess what? When a guy does that, Rob, you just got to shake his hand. It's the layups that I wouldn't give up. Hey, that's the first one of the half. Make him make another one if you're FAP. Because we know this man can put buckets on the board, that being Haruna. He's so dangerous. Robbie, you got to do your work early with him. You got to try to keep the ball out of his hands, because he's showing us when he gets it and he's poised, he's going to get a basket. Look, he creates space where there is none, Robbie. He's magical. He's like the Silver Surfer to your Marvel point.
Yeah, Green Hornet for me. But, absolutely sensational. Love Amadou Haruna playing some incredible basketball, but he does need assistance. He does need to be helped here, because it's not going to be easy. That is a good attempt, but, it looked like it, but he didn't get the distance. And Hodge picks the ball up, and here are Zamalek. They've got a 10-point lead. There's 15 seconds left on the clock, and it's looking good for the Egyptians! Hodge drops it in for three. And look at that now. They've moved 55 to 42, and this is going to be the last play. If they can get something from this, it'll just give them a bit of confidence, but it comes to nothing. And FAP now have a mountain to climb here in Rwanda, hoping that the boys from Cairo can't clamber back.
Well, I thought this was the game. It was three balls you had to make. How about Mahmoud finding the hot hand in Hodge? He gives a little kiss after the second one, but it's the layups. I know these threes are big and they're important, but the layups are what you've got to stop. And this man here, Hodge, has done all the right things for this team, closing out this third period and extending this lead. Zamalek leads 55 to 42 over FAP. Wow. Coach Lazar, they need a plan.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Zamalek, 42 FAP. Seems as though Zamalek is trying to run away with this game. Prince.
Moving from bad to worse, I'm telling you. As you know, and so it looks to me like the whole FAP team, apart from Haruna, is totally clueless, especially on the offensive side. And, you know, that has ruined them even psychologically, because if you're not getting in the baskets, you're not getting the points. On the defensive side, you've got nothing to fight for.
Right.
You know, if the game would have been a bit close, like 55-52, then you have something to defend. But, you know, with that particular, you know, range, 55-42, my goodness, it looks like they're crumbling both on the offensive and on the defensive side.
Right, and especially when you've been playing this zone, sticking true to this zone, and the only thing that's been able to help you has been that Zamalek has not been able to make outside shots, having Walter Hodge knock down two threes while he's still also driving in and dishing, and they're still making, doing what they need to do in the post. It's like the game is it's unfortunately for FAP, because they also, from an offensive standpoint outside of Haruna, as you mentioned, have not been able to score anything.
And, you know, the interesting thing is that what's separating these two teams is that on the second half, Zamalek is getting the three-point plays from Walter Hodge and the rest of the Fox.
Right.
And what's happening on the FAP side, they're not getting the three-point plays. So that's what's separating them. They need to improve on that department.
Right, right. Not only do they need to improve for the threes, they need to improve for anybody to be able to assist Haruna and score a bucket. We are starting the fourth quarter. This is Mukbil Yabro and Prince Nesta. We will be back with our special VOA coverage of the NBA Basketball Africa League. Zamalek 55, FAP 42.
That have 7 or more points.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, isn't it? They've just clambered back in a big way into this clash. Lance Blanks, and they just drawn a foul, of course, as you can see. Offensively, they're obviously psychologically ready to just finish off this game because they've turned things around in a miraculous way. But you can imagine Zamalek playing four quarters, you know, of just how they've managed to play, or the other final quarters in the other games that they've actually played, besides that turnover disaster that occurred against Ferroviario in the opening game.
Remember what we talked about, too, as we open this game, is they like to keep teams to a low score. And even though they hadn't been making three balls, they are on target to do what they do. Right now, FAP only has 42 points. And Zamalek has averaged defensively, giving up